This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
If you could, Mr. Wheeler, Dean Wheeler is an attorney representing some 200 Hispanic families in a potential, now you say this is a potential class action lawsuit against the Disney properties, correct?
Phil, that is absolutely correct. We have not decided yet whether we're going to act, but I think it's important to know that we do believe that there is some fraud going on. We also think that these families have been subjected to a level of humiliation.
All right, now, there is a Hector Julia...
Julia is Hector's wife, Hector and Julia Vasquez, and the families of Miguel and Margarita Salazar. We're at the Disney properties at various times throughout 2001.
As were other families.
As were other Hispanic, Spanish-speaking families. It's important to understand that these are all Spanish-speaking people, because this is the genesis of the action that we are considering bringing against the Disney properties. The Haunted Mansion rides, the Pirates of the Caribbean, these are all amusements at the different Disney properties. The Jungle Cruise, and all of these rides as well, are in English. They are narrated in English. I don't know if you're familiar, Phil, with the different amusements that I'm talking about.
Well, I'm familiar with all of them. I've been to Disneyland. And when you say the narration, like in the Haunted Mansion, when you get in and they talk about foolish mortals.
All of the narration, yeah, that creates the environment on the rides is in English. The pain and suffering and extreme embarrassment for Hispanic families has been going on for too long. A ride that is supposed to scare you, a ride that is supposed to have a certain effect, doesn't have that effect if you don't understand what's being said. These Hispanic families and others have gotten off the Haunted Mansion ride and have been laughing or enjoying themselves when, in point of fact, you're supposed to be scared, and have been then ridiculed or looked at as if they're mentally retarded by other English-speaking patrons. This is an embarrassment that has caused these people, we think, suffering in a monetary sense.
All right, so you are representing illegal... Are these illegal immigrants?
My understanding is they are not here legally. That's correct.
All right, so they're illegal immigrants in a potential lawsuit against the Disney amusement parks because they don't speak English, and these people can't understand when they go into the Haunted Mansion or the Jungle Ride?
Well, the Jungle Ride is a very good example. That is a ride where you get on a boat, and you are taken on a simulated ride through different jungles of the world. Now, the person who is guiding the tour speaks English. And the same goes for when you go into the Tiki Bird Room. That is all in English. When you go on Pirates of the Caribbean, it's all in English. When you go on the Star Tours ride, it's all in English. And these Hispanic families walk out of these rides absolutely bewildered. They are completely confused. They don't know what it is they've just seen. They haven't enjoyed the ride to its full potentiality, while the English-speaking patrons, who are generally Caucasian or Negro, have had a great time. But my Hispanic families walk off of Star Tours completely bewildered. They don't know whether they were on the Pirates of the Caribbean. They don't know what they're looking at.
Well, surely they know that if they're on the Star Tours ride, that it wasn't Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, they don't know, because nothing's in English. And the little robot at the beginning of the ride goes, "Hi, I'm R2-D2, and we're going to take you on the ride."
Yeah, then they tell you what's about to happen.
Right, all of that wonderful narration Spanish-speaking people don't get. This has caused them complete and utter humiliation. They're completely stunned when they walk out of Disneyland. They haven't had as good a time as English-speaking people. They feel as if they've been ripped off. They feel as if they've had half of an experience, not a whole experience. We would like Disney to, one, either compensate monetarily, or what we think the better solution, Phil, is to set aside two Spanish-speaking only days.
Well, now, you're going to ask Disneyland and Disney World to have only Spanish-speaking rides 2 days of the week.
Well, these people wouldn't know it. Look, if you've got a Disney character walking up to you and saying, "Welcome," they don't know what the thing's saying. They don't know if it's saying welcome. It could be saying you can go straight to hell.
Oh, come on, Mr. Wheeler.
Well, I'm sure, Mr. Henry, if you're not an English-speaking person, you can imagine going to a Spanish-speaking. Do you speak Spanish?
No, I don't.
Well, you can well imagine the confusion not speaking the language. And if a one of the characters comes up to you, you know, one of the dwarfs or something, and says, you might as well just be saying, they don't understand it.
And well, they don't think they're going to Disneyland and having one of the dwarfs walk up and say, go to hell, do they?
They are immigrants to this country, not familiar with our culture, and all we're saying is Disneyland and Disney World owe it to these people to have 2 days a week where there is Spanish spoken on all the rides so they can enjoy the experience and not be humiliated and look like they're retarded in front of all the English-speaking people who get to have all the fun and nobody who speaks Spanish gets to have any fun.
All right, Dean, hold on for just a moment. I want to give our phone number out and maybe get some reaction from our listeners. 1-800-449-8686.
And Phil, keep in mind, this has been going on since Disneyland opened in 1955 and Disney World opened in 1971.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Dean Wheeler, an attorney representing a group of Hispanic families who want Spanish spoken at Disneyland and Disney World on the rides.
On the rides, in the different concessions. Phil, understand again that we're only asking for 2 days a week.
Which days?
We're looking for Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, you're asking for the two busiest days of the week.
That is correct.
To be Spanish-only days, and Spanish-only in the ride, Spanish-only throughout the entire Disney World and Disneyland parks, the two busiest days of the week. Why those days?
Well, Mr. Henry, you may not understand, or I'm sure you do understand, I'm being facetious, but these people work too. They wash your windows, they wash your car, they pick a lettuce in your fields, they take care of your children, they iron your clothes, and then they get time off too. The rest of the Caucasian and the other families, you can take any day off that you want during the week. Most of you people, white people and Caucasian and et cetera, own their own businesses, so they can take any day off that they like.
Well, I can assure you, Mr. Wheeler, for speaking for myself, I can't take any day off but Saturday and Sunday. I have a radio show.
No, but for the most part, I understand your job, but for the most part, whites and affluent African Americans can take off any day. But the Mexicans that are here illegally are working as housekeepers, and they're scrubbing toilets. They only get Saturday and Sunday off. So those 2 days, we would like Disneyland and...
I don't think you're going to get it.
That's okay. We'll get it. The Disneyland and Disney World will set aside those 2 days for Spanish-speaking only.
Well, I don't think they're going to agree to it.
No, they'll, believe me, they'll agree. Mr. Henry, I can tell you this, I'm a very, very good lawyer. Now, what we're asking, we don't want to have to take this to court. We're asking Disneyland and Disney World now to do it. Turn those 2 days into Spanish-speaking only days. Just go ahead. My number, I'd love to leave it so Disney can contact me and let me know when they've affected that.
Do you believe that Disneyland and Disney World are going to do this even without a lawsuit?
Believe me, I'm a very, very good lawyer. So they'll do it, and like I say, I can leave my number. They can call me when they get it done.
That's so they're going to, out of fear of being...
They don't want to tangle with me. They don't want to even deal with me.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Yvette on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on with Dean
Wheeler. Hi. Yeah, I'm a Spanish-speaking person, and I think Mr. Wheeler is out of his mind. I completely disagree with him. I think
Yvette,
it's absurd that he suggests that Disney should
English.
Have Spanish-speaking people at Disney to help these people who are going to an American theme park.
Well, Yvette, you speak English, and we do have bilingual precedent in this country in schools.
Places. I don't care. I don't care. I speak Spanish. And you know what? I had to learn to speak English, you know, if I wanted to live in this country. And if I want to live and love and learn about the American culture, then I have to learn, you know, about the American culture, and I have to learn to speak their language.
How does a Mexican, whether they're here legally or not, enjoy Disneyland and not look like they're
retarded? You know what? Then they need to learn the language, because I had to learn the language.
Well, but you can't have fun. In other words, Yvette, what you're saying is they have to be here for 5 or 6 years before they even get to go on the
pirate. Oh, please. It doesn't take them 5 to 6 years to learn the language. Take them 5 to 6 years.
English is a very difficult language.
If you're going to live in this country, you need to learn to speak the language. And we're not going to adjust to every single immigrant that comes into this country, whether they're Chinese, Spanish, Russian.
Phil, I think Yvette's attitude is typical of a lot of landed Hispanic gentry.
I'm Hispanic.
You're very typical.
I am a Hispanic person.
Well, you went to Berlitz and you got the cram course in English or whatever you did. I'm talking about people that are right out of the fields. They don't.
Well,
get to go
I don't care if they're out of their fields. They're in this country, and if they want to enjoy the American culture, then they need to learn the language.
What would you suggest?
Then you know what? Then you should suggest that Disney also offer French, Creole. And every other language.
Oh, so the Mexicans go to the Haunted Mansion and walk out of there looking like retards because they didn't get
scared. That's their problem. Then don't go. Because how can they expect to go to these things and expect them to be in their language? They're in America.
But America has...
Well, the lady's point is that this is America. At what point do we insist that people...
Phil, we have bilingual handbooks for driving. We have bilingual signs. Go down to East L.A. and there's Marlboro... billboards in Spanish. There's Budweiser beer billboards in Spanish. And one of the birthrights of every Mexican is when they come to America, they get to go to Disneyland and be and see all of that.
Let me tell you something.
When I go down to Miami, nothing
upsets me more than to walk into a Walgreens, and I have done this, okay? And I walk into a Walgreens, and all I see is Spanish signs telling me where to find what I'm looking for. And I'm like, excuse me, I'm in America. Why aren't the signs? I get my receipt when I pay for something,
right,
and it's in Spanish.
Right now, the only way a Honduran immigrant is going to enjoy Disneyland is when they go into It's a Small World, and that one little Spanish part, and then all of the rest is in...
It's American. The Seven Dwarfs are American. It's all American.
It,
you know what? I'm sorry. They need to learn to speak the language.
I think it's dangerous, Mr. Hendry, and with respect to your listener, I think it's dangerous for a Hispanic family to walk onto Main Street, USA Disneyland, and have one of the Seven Dwarfs walk up, and they think that they're telling them to go straight to hell.
Oh, give me a break. Like the Seven Dwarfs are going to go up and say, you go to hell.
Why would anybody, whether they speak French, Spanish, think that one of the dwarfs would walk up as soon as you hit the gate and tell you to go to hell?
These are scared people. They are illegal immigrants. They're here. They don't know who's immigration, who isn't. They don't know who to trust. And we are asking, let's show some trust. Let's show them we trust them and love them.
Wait.
That he's just trying to make a fast buck.
That's the thing that I'm worried about here, okay?
That's exactly what it is.
You're taking the money of these people, and you really got them believing that Disney World and Disneyland are going to shut down 2 days of the week and make it Spanish only because immigrant is afraid that one of the Seven Dwarfs is going to tell them to go to hell.
All right, but one of my clients thought, I have a client, and I can come, Margarita Salazar, who believed that one of the characters, the goofy character, was soliciting her for sex.
Oh, come on.
Well, then that's where you got to educate the poor woman.
How pathetic.
They think Peter Pan is an immigration officer because he wears the green badge, the green tights of the immigration people.
You know what? I'm sorry.
No,
if you come to this country,
people,
then
Yvette,
it's your responsibility to learn about the culture and the history.
Okay. Yvette, I got to take a break. I thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Peter Pan is Peter Pan. I realize that immigration does wear a green uniform.
You've got a lot of very simple people, Phil. These are simple country people from the countryside of Mexico. They've never been in the big city before. They want to enjoy America. They go to Disneyland, and they are scared half to death by Peter Pan walking up to them because they think it's an immigration officer. All we're asking for is English at Disney World and Disneyland so that my clients don't look like retards or are wetting their pants in fear every time they see a Pluto character. It's ridiculous.
Well, some people would say, sir, that your lawsuit or threatened lawsuit is a little bit ridiculous. 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler representing a group of 200 Hispanic families. They've threatened a lawsuit against Disneyland and Disney World if they don't provide at least 2 days of Spanish-only narration on the rides. Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean, all in Spanish, and that the characters speak Spanish so that these people are not frightened by Chip and Dale telling them to rot in hell or something. That's what they're afraid of. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
With me is Dean Wheeler, who's an attorney. He represents some Hispanic families. They want Disney World, Disneyland, all the Disney properties to have Spanish-only days because your clients came to you and said they were embarrassed going on the Haunted Mansion ride and not being scared because they didn't understand anything that was going on, correct?
Well, Phil, what happened essentially was Margarita Salazar and her husband, Miguel, went on the Haunted Mansion ride. And there was a narration having to do with your foolish mortals.
A lot of us who've been on the ride, we know that foolish mortals, welcome to the Haunted Mansion.
Right, and it's very scary, and people, my understanding is they get very frightened. And these Mexicans walked out of there laughing and slapping their thighs and doing all the things that one would do. And all of the English speakers turned around and looked at them, and Margarita says she remembers the day. They looked at her as if she was mentally retarded. Now, if welfare applications are available in Spanish, the Mickey Mouse, Disneyland, Disney World, Donald Duck, they all ought to be Spanish. But why? Why isn't it? We don't know.
All right, well, you're going to sue to find out.
We're going to sue to find out. I'm a very good lawyer. I don't think Disney wants to tangle with me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Randy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Mr. Wheeler,
yes,
my name is Randy.
Hi.
I used to live. I actually have 2 points for you. My first point is that I am of German descent, and my family speaks German. Is my family, when they come over from Germany, gonna want a Monday just for German-speaking people?
No, that wouldn't be allowed. No.
That wouldn't be allowed. No,
no,
because
ma'am.
Why not?
Because they don't need it.
Oh, I see.
Well,
so
I mean,
only
do
people
your
who
parents,
speak
can
Spanish.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
You said your family, your parents are from Germany?
No, my grandparents are from Germany, but I have family that is currently there.
Do they need German in Disney World? How often do your grandparents get to Disney World?
How often does my family from Germany come to Disney World?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not really sure. I don't speak with them very often,
well,
but my point
see,
is...
That's a waste of our time. Everybody knows...
Really?
First of all, everyone knows that in Europe most people speak American anyway, so it doesn't...
Well,
I don't know. Have you been to Europe?
No, not currently, no.
All right, well, most people...
That's kind of irrelevant to your case.
No, ma'am. No, it's not. Most people in Europe talk American.
Oh, okay. And my second point is that I used to live in L.A., and I'm curious to know is why you're spending so much time, money, and energy on trying to help people who speak Spanish to get into Disneyland when you should be spending your time and money on helping the thousands of Mexican-Americans who do not speak English in Southern California who are at poverty level.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now. This is the first step.
So you're helping Mexican-Americans who speak Spanish who want to go to Disney World or Mexicans or whoever speaks Spanish.
Well, no, the ones
who
I'm
obviously
helping
can,
are
no,
illegal.
Wait, let me make a point. You're really
illegal.
Poor at listening.
Well, no, but I'm Randy, I can tell you're being very sarcastic with me, too.
No, well, I am, but I'm trying to make my point, but you keep interrupting me.
Yeah, let the lady finish, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Fine, go ahead.
My point is being is that
I'm an attorney,
you know,
and I don't think Disney wants to tangle with me.
Randy, go ahead, make your point.
Thank you, thank you. My point being is that I don't think that the little 5-year-old boy who would beg me for food in Spanish was begging for Mickey Mouse to be like hola, señor.
Well, how do you know?
No, he was
do you
begging
speak
for
Spanish?
Food.
Do you speak Spanish?
I'm sorry.
Do you speak Spanish?
Enough to
well,
work
then you
a
don't
restaurant.
Know what he might have been saying. I want tickets for Disneyland. The Haunted Mansion ride is a very scary ride, and if you come off that ride laughing, you look like a fool and an ass. And it's very bad for race relations. And you want... So, in other words, you like Mexicans, I take it, Randy, right?
I'm sorry?
You like Mexicans?
Do I like Mexicans?
Yeah.
I'm a lover of people, so yes, I like Mexicans.
And you want them to walk into Disneyland and think that one of the characters employed by Disney, whether it's the Goofy or the Mickey Mouse or the different ones they have, walks up to them and tells them how much for oral sex. This is what we're trying to avoid. This
you
is
are
what
a ridiculous
we are...
human being.
I beg your pardon? I'm a
you
what?
Are a ridiculous human being. You really are.
What?
You need
what?
To be spending your time and energy on helping people who do not have food. Not on people who can spend $50 for adult tickets to get into Disneyland.
These
that's
people
my
cannot
point.
Afford food. These people are starving.
But yet they're going to Disneyland? I know that if I couldn't afford food I wouldn't be taking vacations, Mr.
Randy, there is food at Disney. I don't know what you're talking about. There are hot dogs. Geppetto's hot dog stand is there. I don't know what she's trying to say.
People that are starving are not going to spend their... 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler wants to sue Disney. He wants 2 all-Spanish days at Disneyland and Disney World so the people don't look stupid coming off the Haunted Mansion ride, not understanding. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm with Dean Wheeler. He's an attorney representing some family, Hispanic families. These are illegal immigrant families, I want to point out, Mr. Wheeler.
No less entitled to the protection of the law, Mr. Hendry.
I understand that, but there's still illegal Mexican families who want to sue Disney to make them have Spanish-speaking only days. Now, there's a piece of music you wanted us to play.
Yes, this is from the soundtrack to the Walt Disney motion picture Aladdin. I want you to listen very carefully to the words.
All right, we have it. We'll play it from our studio.
Thank you.
Here it is. I don't know if, can you hear that?
I can hear it, yes, sir.
All right.
I can show you the world.
All right, you're listening to a song being sung in English. And this song in particular, because when they go into the chorus of A Whole New World in Spanish, it sounds as if the listener is being told to go to hell.
Take you wonder.
You're kidding, right?
No. Again, Mr. Andrew, you're dealing with very simple people. These are country people. They don't know English, but they hear words that blend together to sound like go to hell right there.
Why would anybody in their right mind...
We are dealing with simple Mexican people.
Well, you're saying that they...
Mr. Henry, the racism that is involved in a denial on the part of anybody that these people are entitled to bilingual interpretations on Pirates of the Caribbean and Star Tours, I think is very obvious. Now, if I have clients who tell me that that song sounds like they're being told to go to hell, as innocent as they be, listen to this. That sounds like a sexual come on. She sounds like she's having sex with him. And
who told you this?
That every Mexican family I've spoken to.
They all tell you to a person that A Whole New World from Aladdin sounds like a woman's being propositioned.
That sounds like two people in having sex. You listen to the, like she's screaming.
Mr. Wheeler, you sound, as the last lady said, a little ridiculous. I hope...
I'm an attorney, Mr. Andre, and I seek to find the protection of the law for all who seek it, not just anybody, not just Americans, but anyone, including people from Mexico.
I hope that you are not taking advantage of these poor people. Here is...
Oh, don't give me that, okay? Don't go down that road. What, are you all of a sudden Mr. Bleeding Heart? Or is that what you are? I work with these people every single day. I don't have some talk show that I get to go on and go to hell. That's all they're hearing.
You know, for you to bring up my profession...
Just remember what I said.
Regina, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. I just have to say that he sounds like a blithering idiot. I just can't believe that he is saying this about these people. I'm sorry. Number one, they're in this country illegally.
Yes, that's true.
They are not entitled to anything.
But what's that?
They're illegal immigrants, and I don't understand why he is not making attempts to get them back across the border.
What has that got to do with anything?
They have no right to be here.
These people go to Disney World, and they think they're being told to spread their
legs. Number
one,
if they're illegal immigrants in this country, they should be trying to get here legally, not going to Disney World.
Well,
number two, you sound like a racist yourself in saying, in calling people retards. That is totally politically incorrect.
How's that racist?
Retard is not
a
politically correct term.
Well, it's not a race either, ma'am.
I'm a medical professional, and if I were to call someone a retard in any way, shape, form, or fashion, or any language, I would lose my job.
Regina,
that is politically incorrect.
My clients come off the Haunted Mansion ride laughing and looking like drooling. Okay, what do you want me to say? They're laughing, and people look at them and go, check this out.
If you wanted to be politically correct, you'd say they look challenged. They look confused. They look dazed. They don't look like retards. People don't even call children in school no better than
to
call people a retard.
Well, I'd like to point something out. Retard is not a race, so it's not racist. If I said they look like brown...
It may not be racist, but it's very ugly. And if I were to call you that, you would certainly be offended. And you should be offended. You should be offending people's ears with what you're saying.
Ma'am, I am dealing with families. I'm trying to protect families.
You're not protecting anyone. You you're making a big bundle of money for your pocket. You are not representing anybody in an honest fashion. It's ridiculous. And you sound like a blithering idiot. You sound like a quote-unquote retard. I'm saying this. You need to get them back across the border where they came from. They have no right. They have no entitlement to anything in any language.
Well, she was quoting you.
She just called me a retard.
I'm quoting you. Retard. Retarded. Come on.
Regina, these Mexicans are traumatized by Donald
Duck. These people. That's what you're saying. You sound just as ignorant as anybody else.
Let me ask you something. Do you think it's right for a Disney character to walk up to these Mexicans? Donald Duck quacked out, and they have a character that quacks, and I'm not familiar.
Donald Duck.
All right. And one of the Mexicans thought that he quacked out.
They don't speak our language, and if they have a problem with it, they need to go back.
I would ask this question. If these people believe that Donald Duck quacked out, how much for your mother? As you just said, they said.
That's what I was told.
Then why would they even want to go back?
You spoon-fed them all of this
crap.
There
you
go. You know what you're going to do?
Thank
you, Regina. You're going to get a pocket full of money, and you should not be able to sleep at night.
You're telling these people, I'll bet you they're saying to you, we don't understand. You're saying, maybe it sounded like how much for your mother, and they're going, yeah, that's it.
You know,
and
why would they be so confused as to that if everybody else comes out of the ride unoffended? You know, when you're in Rome,
they speak English.
I don't think they were that confused.
They come off the ride because they speak English, and they heard the guy say foolish mortals and all that stuff.
If that's the case, they wouldn't have been able to read the sign to get into Disney. If they're dazed and confused,
they know what Mickey Mouse is. Babies don't run from Donald Duck.
Why would a grown person, whether they spoke the language or not?
Because they don't speak English. And the fact is, babies do run from those characters. They're very frightened by them.
Babies, the baby has an excuse, too.
All right, Regina,
and you know
thank
what?
You.
People should run from you.
You could not represent me anywhere. That's ridiculous.
And I hope you can't sleep at night.
If you go to an amusement park where they don't speak English and some character that they have walks up to you and says, how much money for a you-know-what, what are you going to say?
I just came back from Disney.
In any way, shape, form, or fashion, I could even derive from anything that one of the dwarves, sleepy, dopey, whoever came up to me and propositioned me.
I mean, that's just... That's like something
someone on a drug would think.
Yeah, so you say it's completely impossible.
That sleepy or grumpy or...
The sleepy came up to me and said, hey, how much for your mother? Come on. You know what? God bless you and keep you and rest
your soul, because you are talking about protecting families.
You're crazy.
You can sit down there and be wealthy and be rich and go to your big
house. I'm not sitting here wealthy and rich, but I know one thing. I'm in this country legally.
Well,
I didn't ask to come here, but I'm here and I'm here legally.
That's well said,
and I enjoy the fruits of my labor. And if you know what? If they want to enjoy the fruits of their labor, they need to be in this country legally.
You know, Regina, you ought to be an attorney because you don't shut up either.
Maybe she would make a good attorney.
I don't appreciate you trying to tell me to shut up.
Well, why don't you just put a sock in the hole under your nose and listen to some sense that I'm trying to make, which is the hole under her nose? Ma'am, I hope you have fun being retarded in Japanese Disneyland then, because if you go to Jap Disneyland?
It's not called Jap Disneyland. It's called
Disneyland.
Tokyo.
How politically correct? Who gave you?
Ma'am?
How in the hell did you pass the bar? Who in the hell gave you a license to do anything? You know what? You should be taking tickets at Disney. You should be taking tickets at Disney, and you should have a sock in your mouth and just take the tickets and be quiet and usher the people in because you're crazy.
I would ask you to try to understand how strange is it for a man with a large plastic head to come up to you and ask how much your mother is. And when you go over to, what is it called again?
Tokyo Disney.
The great thing about that is, if someone takes, you know, obviously... I'm sorry, to the host.
Yes, ma'am. I got to tell you something. I've talked to a lot of attorneys, a lot of guys that advocate on the part of many people. I've never talked to a lawyer who believes Disney should have Spanish-speaking days.
Well, you're talking to one now.
Well, let me finish. Should have Spanish-speaking days.
Does he speak Spanish?
If you go to Tokyo Disney and a Tokyo Japanese, like a Mickey Mouse that speaks Japanese, comes up to you and goes, how do you know he's not saying nice ass? You don't, do you?
You certainly don't, and I guess I wouldn't be there if I didn't understand it. But, sir, does he speak Spanish? I wanted to clarify that for the rest of the listening world.
No, I do not.
Then how are you understanding what these families are saying?
Spanish.
I have an interpreter. I have interpreters working for me. Oh, is she laughing? All right, next time a man with a big plastic head walks up to you and asks how much...
I'm going mad to being totally amused.
All right, thank you, Regina, for your call.
Phil, the next time a man with a big plastic head walks up to you and says, how much for your mama?
Well, then I'll call you, okay?
I hope you've got my number.
I got your number right here, sir. The next time one of the dwarfs walks up to me and asks me how much my mother is, you'll get a call from me.
And it may, or it may happen sooner. Forget it. This is why I can't get my my legal practice off the ground, and it just makes me feel bad.
Well, but start taking on some real cases, man. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Dean, go ahead and make your point. I'm with Dean Wheeler, filing a class action lawsuit on behalf of 200 Hispanic families who claim that they've been to Disneyland. They can't understand anything that's said. They can't understand the rides, the narration. Some of them have actually said, Dean, that they think the characters have propositioned them.
I'm not saying that the characters have. I'm saying that because they don't speak English, they don't understand what the characters are saying. And for so many of these people who have come over the border from... And Phil, I have a call coming in.
Well, I'm doing an interview with you right now.
I understand that, sir. But
go ahead. Take the call. We're talking with Dean Wheeler, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to him about the... you there, Dean?
Phil, this is... that was one of my clients.
That was one of the people you're representing?
Yes. And she claims she had been at a... amusement park where a Pluto-like character had spoken some English to her, and she said it sounded like he had asked her how much if she'd pee on him. Now, Phil...
Oh, come on!
Phil, I consider this extremely serious, and...
She was at an amusement... It wasn't Disney?
She didn't say where it was. There's other amusement parks that have this problem then.
So some character came up to her and asked how much if she'd pee on him?
That's exactly right. I think this is very serious. I think it... I'll tell you right now, I'm a damn good attorney. They don't want to mess with me.
1-800-449-8686. Connie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Connie, go ahead. Yeah.
Mr. Wheeler, please don't spend any more time convincing us what a competent, damn good attorney you are, because you're a fruitcake and you're insulting the Spanish-American people. No wonder you can't get your practice off the ground.
Are you a lawyer?
No, I'm not, but you must have used the word retard 50 times, and my vocabulary is much better than that.
You see how many calls I'm getting?
You're insulting the Spanish-Mexican people as well as all Spanish people.
The Spanish-Mexican people?
The Mexican-Spanish-speaking people.
So you don't even know how to talk good.
Mr. Wheeler, have you ever been to Disneyland, as you called it?
No, ma'am, I have not.
I have, and I spent a wonderful 8-hour day.
I apologize for misspeaking.
You
called it Jap Disneyland.
You certainly did, and it's Disneyland Tokyo. And my family spent a wonderful day there, and part of it is in English, part of it is in Japanese.
Yeah, see? Yeah, but not at Disneyland in America. They won't speak Spanish. Now, why did I speak English at the Tokyo Japanese...
Because the ride, it's a small world after all. The songs are done in English.
Right.
The Japanese people enjoyed it immensely.
Well, what
those
about
children
the rest
and the adults, the rest
well, maybe
of it was
we'd
done.
Enjoy
if this
the
is
Spanish.
In Japan, why
maybe,
don't you spend your time trying to get Disneyland to build a
Can
park
I ask you to hold on for a minute, please?
No.
Take your phone call, Janice, or Connie, I'll talk to you. You were in Tokyo?
Yes, I was. My son was in the Air Force, and we spent a wonderful day at Disneyland Tokyo.
But when you say that's in English, I think the point he's making is, okay, if there's stuff in English there, why isn't there stuff in Spanish?
The only one that was in English was It's a Small World After All.
Well, I think that's what Mr. Wheeler indicated, that they do speak Spanish and it's a small... Mr. Wheeler, you back?
Mr. Henry, I just got another call from a client of mine. All right. Do you think that Pluto ought to be saying things like sit and bark for me?
Oh, please.
Do you think that I'm asking Mr. Hendry.
No, and I don't believe that's what he said.
I don't either, but that's what my Spanish-speaking people believe happened.
I rode the safari ride, and it was all in Japanese.
I'll
I did the Haunted Mansion, and it was all in Japanese. And we did not come off that line, those rides, looking like idiots. We could understand everything.
How do you know?
Because you can understand it.
No, but how do you know you didn't look like an
idiot?
How do you know when you came off those rides that you yourself said were in Japanese, you didn't look like a complete ass when you got off those rides?
Because you could understand it, Mr. Wheeler.
What
just
can you
understand?
How do you understand?
Spanish-speaking people can understand a ride
Mr. Wheeler, in the United States.
When a ghost, and let's just talk about fictitious characters if we could. When a ghost goes boo, you understand that is in English. What is it in Japanese?
Boo, I suppose.
No, it is not.
What is it in Spanish?
No,
boo.
No, it is not. In Japanese, it is. I don't know what it is in Japanese. In Spanish, I am told. Well, you can laugh if you want. One person has told me that Tigger wanted to bend them over Winnie the Pooh.
Mr. Wheeler, I think maybe Tigger, you should go to Disneyland. I'm sure Tigger would love to do that to you.
You think I'm going to let Tigger bend me over?
I think that you need to work more on your practice and getting it off the ground with some sensible cases.
Well, I can tell you this much.
Get a life.
No, I want to know what boo is in Spanish.
It is amen.
Hermen?
Hermen.
So ghosts in Mexico don't go boo, they go hermen.
Yes, sir.
Well, I can tell you in Japan they go boo.
The Japanese people
understood that.
I don't think that that's correct.
Well,
what do you mean, what's boo in Japanese?
Boo.
I'm sorry?
Pardon me?
All right, listen. Thank you, Connie.
What'd you say?
Thank you.
You called me what? You called me an ass, didn't you?
Me?
Yes.
No, I didn't, but it's a good idea.
It sounded like a...
All right, thank you. 1-800-449...
What is boo in Spanish?
You just told me it was some word. I don't know.
Well, I'm not clear.
Here's Maria on the Phil Henry Show. Maria?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, listen. My parents came from Italy. Okay,
well,
I'm the first generation. Shut up. Let me talk. Okay, you've been talking all night.
Do you know what "boo" in Spanish means?
No, I'm not Spanish, so
okay,
I'm making
well, I'll
my
tell
point.
You. When you say "boo"
I don't
want to
know what it is.
It
I don't
want to
know what it
pump.
Is. I'm talking about. I'm not. I don't care about the last caller.
All right.
I'm making my point now. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Now, when my parents came into this country, they had to learn elementary English. So if somebody went to them and said, how much for your mama, they knew exactly what they were talking about, okay? What your clients are not retarded. Your clients are ignorant because
yes,
your clients need to learn the language.
They don't know English.
They need to learn the language, okay? And they need to hire a real lawyer to get them legal, to get them legal in this country.
Lawyer. I'm a damn good immigration lawyer.
How could you be a damn good lawyer if you can't even get your practice off the ground? These people either hire an immigration lawyer or go back to their country.
If
they're that hell bent on going to Disney World, tell them to go to Epcot and spend the day in Mexico,
right,
and they'll understand every freaking word that they're saying.
Hey, Maria, boo.
Okay.
Boo your ass. What are you talking about, boo?
You know what boo is in Spanish?
The only retard in this conversation is you.
You know what boo means in Spanish?
Yeah, we heard. Something about a love pump.
You threaten Disney and say, you're a damn good lawyer, and you said yourself, quote, you can't even get your practice off the ground. So let
this
me tell
case
you something.
Is gonna make me.
There's a lot more garbage going on in this country since September 11th. That if these people are worried about sticks
welcome
and stones,
welcome to Disneyland in Spanish means cram
do
it
they
up
have their
own.
Health? Do they not have their health? Look at these poor people in New York that lost their families.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Instead of illegal aliens who are ignorant and don't want to.